Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where I mean, I've been waiting a long time to get some regular season action, and I mean, I've been preparing, and you know, it's tough to say that you're 100% ready for anything in this league, but I know I'm prepared.
I'm guessing you wanted to start on opening day, but is there some point of view that thinks it was good to sit out those first seven games?
Yeah, no, there's definitely a benefit to it, but I mean, as a competitor, I definitely wanted to play right off the bat. But I mean, I understand what the coach's design is and their plan, and I've just been working. So when I got my chance, I'd be ready to go.
Josh, talk about your relationship with Jordy Nelson back at Kansas State. I know he mentioned early on in the week that he credits you to where he is, and I'm sure he kind of helped you get to this point as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me and Jordy had a great relationship, both on the field and off the field. And, I mean, it was really our ability to connect, like, from just a passer-receiver standpoint. That, I mean, there's a lot of times where we'd call a play and they'd have the perfect coverage to stop it, but Jordy would just adjust his route and I just know exactly where he was going so I could throw it. And I mean, you know, I can't remember exactly how many receptions or yards he had, but I mean, we were able to get the ball to him virtually whenever we wanted to.
Have you continued that relationship through the whole drafting process in the early part of the season, reaching out to him at all?
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, he's reached out to me. I've reached out to him. I mean, we talk every now and then. I mean, he understands that I'm really busy. I understand that he's really busy. So it's one of those things where, I mean, every now and then, maybe on an off day, and we'll give each other a call. But I talked to him last week, actually. And but, yeah, no, I mean, we definitely still stay in touch.
What have you seen out of the Packers' defense?
I mean, they're solid. I mean, they have a strong D-line. They have a, like, really good linebacker core, and I think what allows them to play so freely is their two corners, Al Harris and Galley, Charles Woodson, sorry.
Josh, what's it like playing for Raheem? He seems like an energetic guy.
You said what?
What's it like playing for Raheem? He seems like an energetic kind of guy.
Yeah, I know. Coach Morris is definitely brings a lot of energy, but I mean, at the same time, he's also really, really smart and really intelligent, and he really finds a way to get the most out of his players. You know, I mean, it's a shame we haven't really, really been winning for him, but you know, he's a good coach in my eyes.
How are you guys handling this 0-7 start?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely rough because you have a team full of extremely competitive guys who none of which are used to losing, and it's you have a lot of guys fighting right now to change things and to get something rolling. And I mean, it's definitely not where we want to be at 0-7.
What do you think you can bring to the quarterback position, Josh, that maybe this team hasn't had so far this season?
You know, I don't know. I think I'm a little bit of a combination of what the other two guys brought to the table, Josh Johnson and Byron Leftwich. I mean, I bring a little size. I bring a little bit of mobility, and also I bring my arm.